很高兴跟大家见面，
Happy to see you again.
弟兄姐妹们跟慕道朋友们平安。
好，
今天是什么日子
？What is today?
Palm Sunday 就是我想翻译过来说，可能说棕榈节吗
？Is it translated into Palm Sunday?
今天是 Palm Sunday 呀、啊。2000多年以前，
2000 years ago,
主耶稣基督在今天。
And Lord Jesus on today
可能就是这个时刻
is really at this time
骑了驴驹呢，从橄榄山直接走到圣殿，耶路撒冷圣殿。
Riding from a donkey from the Mount Olive, going to the temple.
3年半以前
3.5 years ago.
我讲的是耶稣那个时候的3年半以前。
Jesus time that time 3.5 years ago.
主耶稣基督第一次洁净了圣殿。
He cleansed the temple the first time.
然后他就出去宣教3年半
，and then he went out and preached for 3.5 years.
走遍了各乡各地各城
，go to all villages and all countryside.
今天3年半之后，凯旋回归回到圣殿当中
，and the victorious returned 3.5 years to Jerusalem.
当他骑着驴驹从橄榄山上面慢慢的走下来，经过东城，要进入到耶路撒冷那个。庄严雄伟的圣殿的时候
，And when he was riding the donkey from Mount of Olives, go through the eastern side of the city and enter into the temple.
在路上迎接他的人，很多人喊着何塞纳，何塞纳，来称颂他。
Many people greeted him with hosannas.
但是耶稣基督看到这么世界上最雄伟壮丽的圣殿的时候
，When Jesus saw that glorious temple,
耶稣竟然流泪。
Jesus actually wept.
那到底是什么原因？为什么流泪呢
？Why did he weep？
因为耶稣基督知道，这些人要的不是他要的。
Because Jesus knew that all those people wanted was not what he wanted。
他要的也不是这些人所要的。
What he wanted was not what those people wanted。
那这些人要的是什么
？What did the people want？
这些人要的是希望说耶稣成为。犹太人的王
，because those people wanted Jesus to become the king of the Jews，
成为一个地上短短时间的一个小小的一个国家的一个王
，to become a king of a small kingdom for a short period of time，
希望能够克制说这个罗马帝国的这些的压制
，so to oppose the Roman Empire，
也希望说犹太人能够恢复他们以前这种民族的这种的荣光
，so that the Jewish people can return to the former glory。
那当然，过去看了3年半的时候，耶稣基督行了很多神迹奇事。
Jesus did many miracles in the last 3.5 years.
他们也希望说主耶稣基督也多行一些神迹奇事帮助他们。
They also hoped that Jesus would do more miracles to help them.
生活过得安安逸逸、舒舒服服。
And then they would have this enjoyable, peaceful lives in the kingdom of God.
要什么主耶稣基督就可以供应他们。
Whatever they want, Jesus would provide.
这是他们要的。
That's what they wanted.
那主耶稣基督要他们是要什么呢
？But what did Jesus want?
耶稣基督是说要他们认罪悔改
，Jesus want them to repent and confess the sins，
要一个更新的生命
，to have a renewed life，
要他们进入到耶稣基督已经带来世上的这个神国里面
，to enter this kingdom of God that Jesus already brought to earth，
但是他们不要
，but they wouldn't want it。
结果呢，果然5天以后，主耶稣基督被这一群人钉死在十字架上
，and then sure enough， 5 days later， Jesus was nailed on the cross。
但是主耶稣基督第三日死里复活。
But Jesus resurrected 3 days later.
在地上还停留了40天之久。
And then stay on earth for 40 days.
经上告诉我们说，主复活的主耶稣基督在地上停留的时候，专注在跟门徒讲些什么事情。
And the Bible told us what Jesus focused on telling his disciples in those 40 days.
经文告诉我们说，耶稣基督讲的是关于神国的事情。
The Bible told us that Jesus talked about the kingdom of God.
然后呢，就。颁布了这个的大使命
，and then he gave them the great commission。
我们今天主要的信息就是放在这一篇的大使命的这个经文里面。
And our main passage today it will be on this great commission。
我们换一个角度来看
，Let's turn another perspective。
主耶稣基督已经在世上宣教了2000多年了。
Jesus has been preaching on earth for more than 2,000 years。
他今天重新的回到他的教会里面来。
Today he returned to his church.
他看到的是，我们想要的是他要的吗
Will he see what we want is what he wants?
还是他要的我们不要吗？
Or is it what he wants is not what we want?
会不会跟两千年以前的当时的状况是一样？
Would it be like just like 2000 years ago?
我希望说今天这边的信息呢，帮助弟兄姐妹们有一些的反思。
I hope this message today will help you reflect.
有些人讲的是说，纵然耶稣今天回到教会，
And some people say if Jesus returned today,
教会会把他赶走。
The church would actually chase him away.
而且说耶稣不是基督徒啊。
Or maybe we say Jesus is not a Christian.
这个听起来有点讽刺。
And that's actually ironic.
但是是不是也带一点的事实呢？
Is it actually has an element of truth in it?
希望大家能够有一个反思。
And may you reflect on it.
好，我们先在主的面前我们一个祷告。
Let's pray together in the Lord.
主，我们感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
若不是你为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
If you didn't die on the cross for our sins.
若不是你第三日死里复活。
If you didn't resurrect 3 days later.
我们今天仍然是活在这个罪的这个权势底下。
We will be still living under the authority of sin.
永永远远没有办法得到活的这个的希望。
And there was no hope eternally.
今天主啊，你再次的回顾到你自己的教会里面。
And today you turn to your church.
我们盼望的是说，主来帮助我们。
We hope that you will help us.
帮助我们来满足你自己的需要。
To help us to satisfy your needs.
帮助我们带来不是给你的失望。
And so that we won't bring disappointment to you.
我们把以下的时间就恭敬仰望，交托在主内手里。
We give the time to you, for the following time.
盼望我们在主内的所有的弟兄姐妹们都能够得着。
So that all our brothers and sisters in Christ will obtain.
心向着主。
So that our heart will be oriented towards you.
我们感恩祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We give thanks and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
好。虽然我们今天的题目说学耶稣宣教，
Even though today's topic is learn from Jesus' missions，
大家不要以为说宣教好像就是啊，我们首先要对于宣教有一个正确的认识。
Well, first we need to have an accurate understanding what missions is.
宣教不是活动，
missions is not an activity，
是一个生命的延伸，
is an extension of life.
啊，请大家注意一下啊，生命的延伸，
extension of life.
待会我们会进一步的解释。
We will further explain.
在这个PowerPoint 上面没有写明宣教这两个意思。
And now on the PowerPoint, we didn't talk about, put the word missions right there.
但是我记得说可能前次这个讲到的时候有跟大家提到宣教这两个字。
But actually, I remember in my last sermon here, I mentioned about missions.
中文的宣教这两个字呢是完完全全的能够表露出来圣经上面关于宣教的最正确的最精准的解释。
And actually those words will accurately represent what the Bible was meant it to be.
其他的文字比如说英文也好希腊文也好希伯来文也好拉丁文也好都没有办法完全表达圣经上面关于宣教的解释。
But actually in the other languages, be it English or Hebrew or Latin or Greek, it cannot really accurately represent what missions meant.
所以我们感谢主，中文的呢是得天独厚。
So we thank God that Chinese have this special advantage.
那什么是宣教？
What is missions?
宣教。
Preach the way.
两个字。
Two words.
宣跟教
proclaim the way
是两个字代表两个的意思
there are two words and have two meanings
宣是什么
what is proclaiming
宣扬主耶稣基督的名
to proclaim Jesus' name
教是什么
what is the way or the
教是教导信主的人成为主的门徒
and thenThe way is really to teach the people who follow Jesus how to follow him.
你看看，用中文解释很简单吗？
You can see that it's easy to explain in Chinese.
用英文话解释不出来。
English is difficult.
这不是因为翻译的问题。
It's not really a translation problem.
真的是宣教。
And really is really proclaiming the Lord's way.
大家明白了宣教的意思了吗？
Do you understand the meaning of it now?
我再重复一下，我们不是在这个 PowerPoint 上面了啊。
I'm going to repeat once. It's not on the PowerPoint.
宣扬主耶稣基督的名。
to proclaim Jesus' name,
教导信主的人成为主的门徒
to teach those who believe in him to become his followers.
简单一下讲出来，大家马上就可以抓到这个的重点。
And so I've explained it, and hopefully you can grasp on those main points.
宣扬主耶稣基督的名是什么意思？
What does it mean to proclaim Jesus' name?
就是传福音。
So it's preaching the gospel.
教导信主的人成为主的门徒是什么意思？
What is teaching the followers of Jesus?
就是造就门徒。
It's really discipleship.
大家有没有注意到？
Do you...
宣教这两个字就是传福音跟造就门徒。
And so these two words, when we talk about missions, is really preaching the gospel and then make disciples.
我们回到最后这个马太福音28:19-20的最后的两节经文。
And we return to the last two verses in the book of Matthew 28.
这是我们大家很熟悉的经文吗？
It's a very familiar passage to us.
我们大家知道说这个就是主耶稣基督颁布的所谓的大使命。
And that is the great commission that Jesus proclaimed.
大使命是两个重点，传福音跟造就门徒。
And so two main points: preach the gospel, make disciples.
所以这个就是宣教。
That is missions.
大家明白的宣教的意思了吗
？Do you understand the meaning of it?
好，那我们看看我们过去，那过去可能是十分钟以前的过去了。
And so let's look at our past. It may be a very recent past.
我们误以为宣教是什么意思
？How sometimes we can misunderstand what missions is.
我们听到宣教呢，好像脑中立刻的想到说，海外。
And immediately when we talk about missions, we're thinking about overseas.
搞不好是深山野地那食人族的地方。
Or maybe some, you know, real tribes of carnivores or people who eat people.
那好一点的说，拆船。
And then maybe a little bit better, and then we will go to some better places.
哎，拆船啊，不是那个船啊，不是那个行舟的那个船啊。
It's not really the boat, that kind of sending on a boat.
很多年以前的时候闹了个笑话啊。
There will be a joke many years ago.
因为人家没有看到这个字，听到一个拆船，以为说怎么把船给拆派出去？
And then people listen to those Chinese words, thinking that you're sending out a boat.
The boat 那变成 cruise line 了，就变成好像是旅游的时候那种。
And it sounds like it's travel on a cruise line.
那还会想到说奉献。
And then we talk about offering.
好一点还会想到哎短宣呢。
Maybe okay a short-term mission.
那最后想了说，那少数几个人在宣教士去做的事情。
And then maybe a few would become full-time missionaries.
各位，你到现在为止说对于宣教的概念，是不是基本上停留在这些的概念？请举个手。
You can raise your hand if your concept of mission is really about those things that we just talked about.
没有举手的人可能根本一点概念都没有了。
You didn't raise your hand, that means you don't have any concept of it.
不用害羞。
Don't be shy.
这是一个事实。
It's a fact.
所以我们希望说透过今天的信息的时候大家稍微要改变一下的观念。
So hopefully through today's message, you would change your perception.
宣教不是那个少数几个人。
Missions is not involving a few individuals.
宣教更不是说什么送人送钱出去自己划不来的事情。
And also, missions is not about sending money out or sending people out and you're not doing anything about it.
你像旁边的哎我又忘记了坐的各位有没有还没有信主的慕道的朋友有没有
Do we have Christians who have not received the Lord in our midst?
感谢主啊！像这两位、三位，还有吗？手举高一点。
Any besides the three that we saw hands? Anyone else who have not received the Lord?
是，我在这个上面使用几分钟向他们传福音的时候，这个就是宣教了。
So if I spend a few minutes to tell them the gospel, that is missions.
坐在旁边的弟兄姐妹们跟他讲几句话关于主耶稣基督的事情。这个就是宣教了。
If those brothers and sisters sitting around them tell them about Jesus, that is missions.
所以宣教是这个样子，随时发生的事情。
So mission is something that can happen at any time.
不管远近的，不管是谁。
It doesn't matter near or far, it doesn't matter whoever.
那关键是说，我为什么不懂呢
？And then the concept is why is it that I don't not understand?
那起步的就是说，你我到底是不是主的门徒？
And the beginning step is really whether we are disciples of the Lord.
这个就是一个很关键的问题了。
This is a key concept and question.
那我们需要自己的反思了。
We need to reflect on it.
因为这是你跟主的关系啊。
Because it's your relationship with God.
作为一个讲员，作为神的出口，只是来提醒你而已。
As a speaker, as the mouthpiece of God, I'm here to remind you.
我没有办法说改变你的生命啊。
I cannot change your life.
只有靠神的话语，靠圣灵的动作，他自己来。 来帮助你的。
And only through God's words and the moving of the Holy Spirit that can that be changed.
所以今天这篇的信息里面的时候，有不少反思的机会。
And in this passage today, we will have many opportunities to reflect.
我希望说，不要等到你走了以后啊，这个信息完毕以后再出去，你再去反思。
I hope that you are not just going to reflect after you have left the service.
因为你一出去的话，你就忘记了。
Because the moment you leave this place, you will forget.
就是这么一回事。
It's really like that.
所以呢，趁这个机会呢，等到有反思出来的时候，你就抓准那个几秒钟的时间，你就反思。
So when we see someone think the opportunity to reflect in that few seconds, take the opportunity to reflect on it.
为什么说几秒钟的反思
？Why is it a few seconds?
我个人相信说，圣灵的动作很快的。
Because I believe the work of the Holy Spirit is quick.
但是我们消灭圣灵的动作更快。
But yet our effort to quench the Holy Spirit is even faster.
什么状况下我们会消灭圣灵的动作
？And what if we can do quench the Holy Spirit?
等我想一想。
Let's think about it.
等我一想就回到我老我里面去了。
And then when we think about it, and we'll go back to the old ways.
那我们人就是这个样子。
We are like that.
等到你一反思，马上一看到，你立刻的反应就是圣灵带领你的反应。
And the immediate reaction when you have reflect, and that is the Holy Spirit leading you.
我们继续把这个讲完，然后我们进入到正式的主题。
And then we'll finish this and we'll go into the main passage.
所以耶稣呢，在马太福音二十八章的最后这几节的时候呢，他不是一个教会的一个节目，而是门徒生命的一个方向。
So when Jesus was talking about Matthew 28, he's not talking about a church program. He's talking about a direction for a disciple's life.
宣教不是教会要不要做什么事情，而是呢，门徒是什么样的人。
Is mission is not about church where they want to do something. It's really about what kind of people the disciples are.
在你做宣教之前的时候，你先问你自己，我是什么人
？And before you do mission, you need to ask who am I?
那简单的问题就是说我是不是主的门徒
？The first question is, am I God's disciple?
那主的门徒的话，一定会参与宣教的。
If you are the Lord's disciple, that you will immediately participate in missions.
那今天我们不是讲说，哦，我们来学一学宣教的方法吧？
And today we may say, oh, let's learn about the techniques of missions.
而是我们来学跟着主耶稣基督来宣教。
And are we just should be asking, are we learning from Jesus how to do missions?
待会我们就会看到哈，不是说耶稣基督告诉我们这宣教怎么样去做方法，不是方法。
And we'll see later on, it's not Jesus telling you what the methods of doing missions.
很有意思是说怎么去跟从他。
And really, it's really about how do we follow him.
但是耶稣的宣教呢，从来不是一个技巧
，and so it's not really just a technique，
而是以神的权柄来差遣人呢，扩展神国的使命。
It's really using God's authority to send people to extend God's kingdom。
所以真正的宣教呢，是耶稣式的宣教。
So really, the real missions is really through Jesus to spread the gospel。
我们看最后一行，可以算是今天信息的一个总结。
And let's look at the last line. This really can be a summary of today's message.
看这可不可以说啊？大家看得见啊！宣告神的主权，呼召悔改，造就门徒。
Proclaim God's authority, call people to repent and make disciples.
这是主耶稣基督带领我们走的宣教的目标。
And that is the goal that Jesus is leading us into.
那我们今天课堂上面我们在会堂上面的时候，有三位现在还没有信主的人。
Now today in our midst, we have three who have not received the Lord yet.
我们感谢主，是主把你们带到这个地方来的。
We thank God because He is the one who led you here.
那我们不知道是不是今天呢？神的时间在你的生命当中就是这个时刻了呢
？And we don't know whether it's really this moment, in your lives that God led you here.
我不给大家这三位的慕道的朋友特别的这个所谓的压力。
I'm not going to give you extra pressure for the three.
但是呢，如果说你有感动。你觉得说哦，这个触动你的心的话，你就快点回应。
And if you are moved, then you should quickly respond.
就是我们过去在我的这个我们信主的时候，某个时刻的时候，也是这样子发生的。
And also in our past life, it was like that.
所以希望说大家要把握的时间。
So I need you to grasp the time and opportunity.
好，我们时间的关系，我们就很快的跟大家过一下。我把重点会加深，让大家增加一些的印象。
And then I'll go through our point quickly.
学耶稣基督这个宣教的根基呢，是权柄在基督，而不是在我们。
And when we talk about missions, authority is in Jesus, not on us.
因为第十八节是告诉我们说，耶稣基督自己去宣告说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Because in Matthew 28, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以宣教是从差遣者开始，而不是从被差的人开始。
So missions begin with the sender, not the sent.
耶稣没有先说，你们要去，然后再宣告说，权柄在我。
Jesus didn't just say go first, but actually by declare and then by declaring his authority.
所以主耶稣基督讲这句话呢，至少有三个的重点。
So when Jesus said that, there are three main points.
所以宣教呢，不是人的热心，而是基督的主动、主权的行动。
Mission is not human enthusiasm, it's an act of God's sovereignty.
宣教呢，不是我们代表自己，而是代表基督。
Mission is not representing ourselves, but representing Christ.
宣教不是靠人的能力，而是站在耶稣已经得胜的权柄之下。
Mission does not rely on human ability, but stand under the authority of Jesus' victory.
所以你感到 你觉得说宣教困难吗？
Do you think that missions is difficult?
一个得胜者有全宇宙的权柄的人差派你去，你是跟着他去。
And some victorious person in the entire universe, he is sending you to go.
我们最多只是介绍一下耶稣基督这个。
And we're just here introducing Jesus.
这是什么困难？
How difficult can it be?
没有这句话，就是讲了十八节的这句话，权柄的话的话，后面呢，你们要去就变成一个宗教的压力了。
And if we didn't have the sentence in verse 18, then everything follows become a religious pressure.
是因为有这句话呢，你们要去就变成了参与神国的一个荣耀。
And because of that phrase, then it becomes us participating in God's glory.
因为是具有权柄的主耶稣基督差派我们跟着他去的。
Because it's the Jesus who has the authority sending us there.
反过来讲说，如果我是自己的热忱也好，或者某种压力也好。我参与宣教，我希望有所表现，拿出一个好成绩单给主耶稣基督看一看。
And turn it around and say, if it's go because of our religious pressure or enthusiasm, and we want to do a good report card to show to Jesus,
那个就是所谓的宗教的压力了。
And that becomes religious pressure,
而不是出自于你与主耶稣基督关系了。
It's not because of a love of Christ.
好，我们的观念慢慢的转过来了吧。
Let's turn our concept around.
第二个。耶稣的宣教呢，不是抢地盘啊。
Now the second thing is that Jesus is not really a turf battle,
而是彰显他的王权。
It's really demonstrating his sovereignty.
天上地下所有的权柄是君王的一种的宣告啊。
And all authority in heaven and earth is really the language of a king.
所以宣教的本质呢，不是扩张教会的规模。
So the essence, the mission is not expanding the size of the church.
好像我们又买地了，又造了一个更大的教会的，变成说我们的教会越来越大。
It's like we go to a bigger and bigger place.
也不是强调说我们增加信徒的人数啊，有多大，有多快。
It's not really about increasing the numbers of our church.
更不是说要维护所谓的宗教的一些的影响力。
And it's definitely not maintaining some kind of religious influence.
但是很不幸的，好像今天的教会的对于这个观念还是很深刻的。
Unfortunately, the churches today seem to be kind of strangers to all these concepts.
甚至于说，教会外面的人也认为，好像教会的性质是这样子的。
And then even people outside the church think that is really what church is about.
就是搞一些的宗教的活动来扩张他宗教的势力。
And it's really to arrange some kind of religious activity to increase the church's influence.
所以教会里里外外的对这个都有些的误解。
So there will be misunderstanding both inside and outside the church.
真正讲起来呢，宣教是宣告并且见证呢，耶稣基督是主。
And so really it's about declaring and witnessing that Jesus Christ is Lord.
我教过很多的课程，那同学们都说，老师呢，帮助我们怎么样去宣教，怎么这个福音到底是讲些什么内容啊？
So there will be many kind of courses in a seminary that talk about how do we be effective in our missions.
我说传福音的内容就是主耶稣基督啊。
And I said, we preaching the gospel is preaching Christ.
你讲了什么福禄寿喜啊，什么这个有求必应啊，这种东西，这个不是宣教啊，不是福音的内容啊。
And then really talking about God, you know, delivering on His promises and all of those things is really not about, that's not missions.
所以关于这一段，就是这一节的经文的时候呢，我们有一个简单的一个反思。
So when we look at this passage, it's a simple reflection.
从所谓的理念。就是一个观念，我们原来的观念。
And so starting with some kind of concept,
转成说主有这个我有主的观念。
And then turning into I have the Lord, that kind of concept.
我是否把宣教当成说我为神做事，而不是我参与神正在做的事情。
Are we treating mission as something that I'm doing something for God? Instead, it should really be I'm participating what God wants to do.
刚刚也提到了复活的主耶稣基督，这2000多年来的时候，他一直在做普世的宣教。
And then we've been talking about the Jesus who resurrected 2,000 years ago. He's been doing this work of missions.
他一直在呼召我们随时要参与他的做的事情。
He has been constantly calling us to participate in his ministry.
这是他要我们要做的事情。
That is what he wanted us to do.
所以他现在骑着驴驹看着教会的时候。
So as he look at the church today,
那个是我们有没有达到他要的？
Do we achieve what he wants?
就跟当初的时候是一样的状况。
Or maybe we're just like what happened 2,000 years ago.
那甚至于说我传福音的时候是在介绍一个信仰的选择呢，还是在见证一位主？
When I'm preaching the gospel, am I just giving people a choice in the faith, or am I witnessing our Lord?
哎，你要不要上天堂？你愿不愿意？问这种话。
And maybe we ask, are you willing? Do you want to go to heaven?
有人讲说，天底下有这种好事情这么容易，那我当然不愿意。
And then, of course, people say, oh, that sounds so simple, then of course I'm willing.
这肯定是骗人的嘛。
And now, that's really cheating people.
是不是？
Is it?
你们有听懂了吗？
Do you understand?
你信主上天堂。
If you believe, you go to heaven.
你什么事情都不要做，你信的，只要靠信就可以了。
You don't have to do anything, all you have to do is believe.
人家会相信你讲这句话吗？
Do people, would people believe what you said?
太好了嘛， too good to be true.
It's too good to be true.
哪里有这种天底下有这种的事情？那一定是骗人的。
How can such a good thing exist in the world? You must be cheating people.
反过来讲说，你要接受耶稣基督成为你的主吗
？And turning around, are you going to introduce people, your Lord?
你敢讲吗
do you dare to say it?
你是主的门徒吗
？Are you the disciple of the Lord?
当你讲的时候，你可以看到结果会是什么样子。你有没有试试看
？And when you say it, will you see the result of it? Have you tried it?
因为你没试过嘛
，because you have not tried it。
你自己把福音打折扣了，把它改成成我自己认为的福音去了。
And you have discounted the gospel and you turn it into your own gospel。
如果按照圣灵的带，这个按照圣灵的这个带领的时候，我们讲这些话的时候
，if we are moved by the Holy Spirit and say all of these things，
圣灵会为对方是会引导他为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
And then the Holy Spirit would convict that person for their own sin and for their own righteousness.
我们一个顺服的心传达正确的福音的内容。
And then we would have a heart that we would preach the true essence of the gospel.
你在神的眼里面的时候，你已经是得到喜悦，得到奖赏。
And then in God's eyes, you will be rewarded.
那个结果是在神的手里面。
And that result is in God's hands.
如果反过来讲说，我打折扣了，我讲一些我认为的应该讲的福音去讨好对方。
And then if turning around, if I discount the gospel and say something that I think will please the other person,
还希望说，哎，你觉得怎么样？你要不要接受
？And then we will think, oh, what do you think?
由你来做决定。
And then you should make a decision.
结果呢，我自己呢不会受到奖赏，可能还受到赏这个处罚的。
And then turning around, we will not receive a reward from above. Actually, we will be punished for it.
那个人纵然信的话，他是假信的。
And if that person believed in it, then actually that's not real faith.
然后他糊里糊涂地进到教会里面来。
And then just kind of like in a dazed, confused way, he entered into church.
也糊里糊涂地坐在这个地方，糊里糊涂地混了。
And then confused, and he would sit around.
他以为随着年岁的增长的时候，他就是一个很老成的一个基督徒了。
And then after years, he would think that he is a mature and aged Christian.
结果他一辈子都不是主的门徒。
But actually, his whole life is not a disciple of the Lord.
搞错了
because he may got it wrong.
弟兄姐妹们，敢讲这些话的人不会很多的。
And brothers and sisters, there are not many who would dare to say all of these things.
我们要好好的反省啊，今天的教会是不是这样子过来的
？And then we need to reflect our church like that.
主耶稣基督都快来了
，Jesus is coming soon.
我们前面已经有很多的信息跟大家分享过了。
We have many passages that we shared before.
那耶稣基督看到今天的教会，他会不会再次的落泪
？And when Jesus see today's church, would he weep?
我们好好的要检讨。
We need to reflect.
学耶稣宣教的核心，我们看下一个。
And the focus of learning missions from Jesus.
请注意哈，这个大标题非常的重要。
And this is a very important theme.
宣教的核心呢，不是去哪里，而是造就什么人。
The call of make is really not going somewhere, but it's really about making disciples.
记不记得马可福音第一章的十七节里面，耶稣基督就讲了说，你们要跟从我，要做得人如得人如得鱼嘛，就是得人的功夫。
And then in Mark 1:17, it talked about you need to follow me to become fishers of men.
得到这个人，不是说他就上天堂就什么事情都不做了。
And it's not to get this person to go to heaven and then that's it.
要造就他成为主的门徒。
It's to make disciples of him.
这个才是被主所得着。
And that truly means that that person it belongs to Jesus.
那我们看了下一回到二十八章的这个第十九节。
And now we return to Matthew 28:19.
主耶稣基督讲说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
啊，这句话的话，这个很有意思啊。你如果说看，看这个原来的这个文法的结构的时候呢，其实只有一个动词。
And actually, it's very interesting. If you look at the original text, there's only one verb.
那个去字呢，是前面一个分词，意思就是说，你们去的时候。
And that go is really a participle. It really means that while you're going.
然后呢，接着跟分词有关系的是去了之后的时候呢，接着有什么施洗，还有教训他们。
And then here, and then after while you're going, then there are things that you talk about is, you know, like baptizing and also teaching.
那唯一的命令的动词呢，是使人成为主的门徒。
The only imperative verb is make disciples.
Yeah, 英文讲的非常的好 ，make disciples， 使人成为主的门徒。
In English, talk about make disciples.
这个使字的话，中文的话，这个动词的意义，这个好像不是很强烈。事实上的英文就是 make.
And actually, in the Chinese, the word you know may not be as emphatic.
所以宣教呢是蒙主差遣的目标，不是说只是当帮助大家信主，这对方的信这个悔改信主而已。
So it's not just to make somebody to repent and confess their sins.
而是最重要的目标是要使他成为主的门徒。
The most important goal is really to make disciples.
成为主的门徒。
Make disciples of the Lord.
那什么是门徒呢
？And what are disciples?
不是一个信徒的身份，而是生命的关系。
It's really not just a label, but it's really a relationship in life.
我们接着还是回到马太福音的时候，稍微解释一下门徒，它意味着有四个的意思。
And so let's go back to the book of Matthew and understand what those four meanings of that would be.
门徒是跟随主耶稣基督的人。
Disciples are one who follow Jesus.
他是蒙了主耶稣基督的呼召，他跟随主。
They receive Jesus' call and follow.
他学习耶稣，听从耶稣的教导。
They learn from Jesus and follow his teachings.
他效法耶稣呢，活出真正的生命。
They imitate Jesus and live out his life.
另外最后一个就是参与这个主耶稣基督的使命，被差派出去。
And then they finally participate in Jesus' mission and was being sent.
宣教不是把人带进教会，而是把人带进与耶稣的跟随关系。
So mission is not about bringing people into church, but it's really bringing a relationship of following Jesus.
我们都来到教会了。
We all come to church.
我想请问各位，你现在与主的关系是什么
？And I want to ask, what is relationship with the Lord today?
这个是最重要的。
And that's most important.
过于说哦，我每个主日都要来教会。
It's really more important than just every week coming to the church.
来教会主要是帮助各位呢，增进你与主的关系。
Coming to church is really to improve your relationship, increase your relationship with the Lord.
那接下来这经文讲说，万民使万民做主的门徒。
And then later on they talk about about all nations.
这个万民那个翻译已经是 all nations 是所有的，并不是只有一万，不是一个字文字上面那个数字。
So it's really about all nations, not just about 10,000 people.
万民不是指人数，而是指各国、各族、各文化、各阶层呢，还有各语言群体。
And so all nations is not really about numbers, it's really about all countries, all ethnic groups, all cultures, all classes, and all language groups.
你看看我们好像是同一个文化的吗
we belong to the same culture?
你看我们就看我们自己教会里面的话，你觉得说我们是同一个文化的吗
Do you look at our church, you think that we all belong to the same culture?
也不见得
It's actually not true.
有些人从中国来的
Some people come from China.
有些人从台湾来的
Some from Taiwan.
有些人从香港来的
Some from Hong Kong.
可能还有马来西亚、新加坡啊，这个东南亚其他的地方
And maybe some places in Southeast Asia.
是不是
Is it true?
你看到年纪上面的时候，就是不是有不同的年纪
？And also different ages.
但是我们现在好像欠缺的一些年轻人在这。
Actually, we're lacking some young people.
这是也是一个提醒啊。
This is a reminder.
是不是有个断层出现了
？And are we going to be missing a whole generation?
好，最后一个，宣教呢不是远方的专属啊，而是跨越界限的福音这个见证。
And actually, missions is not about exclusively about remote places, but actually is a rather cross-border testimony of the gospel.
跨越界限的福音见证。
Crossing border testimony of the gospel.
界限。
And border.
你的界限有多大
？How big is your border?
是不是坐在你旁边的人你就跟他划清的界限了
？Is it there is a border between you and the person next to you?
我们现在把这个界限呢，给他。断绝掉。
Let's break apart that border.
因为我们自封的一个界限。
Because it's some border that we form ourselves.
好，根据这方面的信息呢，我们也很快的做一个反思。
And let's take time to do some reflection.
宣教不是光光的强调传福音而已啊。
So missions is not just about preaching the gospel.
其实真正的重点是要造就门徒。
The most important emphasis is to make disciples.
我是否把传福音的简化成一次谈完，然后就叫对方决志了
？And then, do I simplify missions to be a single conversation to decide and that's done?
哇，那你的运气真好啊
！And now maybe you just think that's perfect.
你传一次福音，对方就信主了。
You preach the gospel once, and that person will become a Christian.
首先心理上有预备啊，传福音不是那么容易的。
And so get yourself ready. It's not that simple.
有些人播种。
Somebody would sow,
有些人收割
and some would harvest.
你也不可能说你一辈子都是做收割的人吧
？And you cannot say I'm forever the person who will harvest.
也是要做一些这个播种的工作。
You need to do the work of sowing.
我是否正在陪伴人走成为门徒的过程
？Am I accompanying somebody to be in a journey of becoming a disciple?
这句话我再讲一次，提醒大家。我是否正在陪伴人走成为门徒的过程
？Am I accompanying people in the journey of becoming a disciple？
这是我们今天教会非常欠缺的地方。
And that's something we lack to today's church。
教会没有不提供这种陪这个造就门徒的机会啊。
It's not the church didn't provide this opportunity for you to accompany。
但是我们观念上却没有把重点放在重点。
But Our emphasis has been putting on the other endpoint.
教会里面有小组，有团契，也还有成人主日学，也还有儿童主日学，有不同各种方式的主日学，青少年可能也有。
And in the church, we may have many different Sunday school classes. We also have fellowships and Bible studies.
我们都好像每一个不管的都是好像跟这个学习经文是有关系的，对不对
？And then it seems like everything is about studying the Bible.
但是这个的目的是干什么？
But what is the purpose?
大家有没有好好的思考一下？我参加的主日学，我举例好了，我们都是成人在这里，参加之后的成人主日学，目的是干什么
？And then, when we attend Sunday school, what is the purpose?
参加
，participate。
可能有一半的人根本就讲说，跟我没什么关系，我不参加。
And then maybe half of us say, I don't even attend。
那参加的人的话，讨论一些或听一听，学一学。
And then those who attend, they just say, oh, I listen and I learn。
大家有没有思想到说，你既然花了你宝贵的生命、宝贵的时间参加这些的话，你的目的是干什么
？Did you spend your precious time and do you think about what is the purpose of all of that？
那教会又培养了这么多好的老师来造就大家的话，这个目的是干什么
？And what is the church spending so much resources with all these teachers to teach these Sunday classes? What is the purpose？
还训练了很多的小组长啊、团契的负责人啊这些方面。
And the church also trained many fellowship leaders。
目的很简单
，and the purpose is simple，
就是要造就成为主的门徒啊
，is to make disciples of Christ，
不是只是聚一聚，添加一些什么知识头脑在这个方面
，and it's not just to get together so that we increase some head knowledge，
成为主的门徒啊
，to become disciples of the Lord。
那主的门徒刚刚有四个特征，大家应该看得见了。
Do you see the four characteristics of the Lord's disciples？
好，那我们讲一下
，let's talk about。
待会就有主日学了吗？不是吗
？And later on, we're going to have Sunday school.
你有参加过主日学吗
？Have you attended it?
教会不是为了别人来做这些事情啊。
The church is not doing all of those things for other people.
是要 神给我们这个机会，让你能够加入到参加这个成人主日学的时候，你能够慢慢的装备成为主的门徒的。
And God has prepared these Sunday school classes that you can become disciples of His.
所以我鼓励大家留下来，参加到这个成人主日学里面去。
So I encourage you to stay behind to attend these Sunday school classes.
这是给你一个很好的机会，有这个机会可以成为主的门徒啊。
So that you will have this great opportunity to learn how to become disciples of His.
还有另外要附加一个。
And then I want to add one more thing.
我看到这边有一个镜头在这里。
I see that there is a camera here.
我不知道说疫情之后的时候还有在线上的。
I didn't know that after the pandemic that we still have online services.
哎，对不起啊，疫情已经结束了。
And actually, the pandemic has finished.
实体的效这个果效比起在你在线上面的话。那个果效是强了不少了多少倍啊
？To meet in person is actually much more effective than meeting online.
我是因为说可能有些安全的顾虑，我没有办法进行实体的教学了。
And sometimes because of reasons of safety that we cannot do it in person.
结果这几年来说改成线上教学。
And so we have turned into teaching online.
那个教学的这个效果大打折扣。
And actually, the result of that online teaching is significantly reduced.
可能比实体上面的 50% 都还不到，那个效果都到不了。
Or maybe even less than 50% effective than meeting in person.
那除非你有特别特别的原因，可能行动不方便或者时间不好分配。
Or unless you have some special reasons because you cannot effectively kind of travel.
我鼓励现在在线上的参加敬拜的这些的弟兄姐妹们。
I encourage those who are meeting online.
回到实体来。
To come back in person.
啊，这个效果完全是超乎你意料之外的。
And then the effect will be more than what you expect.
好，最后我们再回到这里来说，学耶稣呢，宣教的方法。
And finally, we come back to as we learned, Jesus' mission and the methods of it.
简单的讲是进入、认同、教导跟陪伴。
And really, to summarize it is entering, identifying, teaching, and accompanying.
时间的关系，我就稍微快一点了。
So I'm going to go a little bit faster.
耶稣的宣教呢，不是只讲罪得赦免，而是邀请人进入到以下的这个三个的状况。
And so it's not just really about sin being forgiven. It's really to ask people to enter into these three conditions.
第一个，邀请信主的人进入到圣父的家，就是成为神的儿女。
And the first is invite people into Father's house so that they will become children of God.
然后进入到圣子的国，成为神国的子民。
And second is to enter into the Son's kingdom to become citizens of God's kingdom.
邀请被圣灵来更新生命，靠着圣灵重生，靠着圣灵行事。
And finally is to have the renewal of life from the Holy Spirit and being born again through Him and walking in the Holy Spirit.
所以真正的传讲福音的时候，不是半吊子，只讲了说是不是罪得赦免，信主就好了。
So it's not just about asking people to repent and the sins forgiven.
后面的三个的状况的时候，三一真神带领我们进入更好的状况。
And it's really the Trinity God leading us into even a better life.
那当然，认罪悔改、信靠主耶稣基督是使得我们能够进入到神国的这个主要的这个条件。
But of course, the main condition for entering the God's kingdom is that we need to repent.Of our sins and believe in the Lord Jesus.
但是主耶稣基督已经完成了这个救恩了，已经给我们铺好这条路了。
And Jesus already accomplished salvation, has paved the road for us.
我们所要做的是要跟对方讲清楚。
And the thing that we need to do is to explain it clearly.
你信主之后就进入到神的国度里面来了。
If you believe in the Lord, then you will enter into His kingdom.
成为神的儿女，成为神国的子民。
To become God's children and become citizens of the kingdom of God.
靠着圣灵的带领，你活出一个更新的生命。
To because of the Holy Spirit that you can live a renewed life.
这是好的无比的。
This is beyond the best.
那至于说教训，就是凡是我所吩咐你们呢，你们就要教训他们去遵守。
And here is our teaching everything that I have commanded you.
这个就是造就门徒了。
And that is making disciples.
请注意听，耶稣基督讲说，凡是我吩咐你们的，你们要教训他们去遵守。
And here Jesus said, teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
没有说教训他们知道我教导什么。
It's not really teaching to know what I taught you.
而是去遵守。
It's really to obey.
所以我也建议说，我们不管是主日学也好，这个小组也好，团契也好。
So it's not really just matter whether it's a fellowship or Sunday school.
我们一定会用圣经来做我们的引导，不是吗？
We always use the Bible as our guide.
那我们不是只是学得圣经里面，我们知道圣经在讲什么而已。
It's not just knowing what the Bible says.
而是要遵守。
It's really to obey.
遵守神的话语
，obey God's words，
你才是主的门徒
，and then you are disciple，
你也能够被造就成为主的门徒
，and then you can be made into disciple。
好，这个是讲到关于遵守这个项目
a n d that is really about obeying。
有一个很快的反思了
，quick reflection，
从知道到活出来
，from knowing to living it out。
我的信仰是否停留在我知道什么，而不是说我活出什么？
Does your faith stop at knowing and not living it out?
教会是否重视陪伴、门训、生命塑造，而不是只是一个课程？
Does the church value companionship, discipleship, life shaping rather than just learning some courses?
这个怎么进行呢？
How do we go about it?
你知道讲道的时候，那只能一个人发声，的底下会众没办法回复。
You know, during a sermon, only one person will speak, and the audience will not say anything.
但是主日学小组或者团契的话，我们是大家一起的。
But when we are in Sunday schools or fellowships, we are all together.
所以彼此的沟通。
So our communication among ourselves.
彼此的分享。
Our sharing.
分享说，那你对于经文的认识或者什么，你的回应是什么
？And then also to share your understanding of it, and what is your response to it.
这个就是所谓的陪伴了。
And that's accompanying.
彼此。
Accompany each other.
大家记不记得经文里面讲到彼此彼此，不晓得讲了多少次。
And then you will see many times in the Bible it says something one another.
所以门徒培训的话是彼此造就。
So when we are talking about discipleship, it's really to build each other up.
那不是光是靠的说哦，比如说主日学的老师一个人来造就大家，我们彼此。弟兄姐妹之间也可以彼此来造就。
So it's not just counting on the Sunday school teachers to build you up, but we build each other up.
那当然，小组团契更是这个样子。
And even more so in the fellowship.
好，学耶稣宣教的动力。
Really the motivation, or the energy coming on to do missions.
不用害怕说哦，怎么刚刚已经大家对于宣教已经进一步的了解了，对不对？
So now we have understood what missions is, so don't be afraid.
主耶稣基督已经在普世宣教已经做了2000多年了。
Jesus has been preaching the gospel for more than 2,000 years.
那我们所要持守的就是说，由于希望靠主与我们同在呀。
And then we know that we have the presence of the Lord with us.
所以大使命呢，不是一个叫做命令加上压力。
So the Great Commission is not a command with pressure.
不是说强迫你，你一定要这样子做。
It's not to force you. You have to do it.
而是一个使命，带有意向的使命，加上应许。
It's a vision. It's a mission with vision, with promise.
耶稣没有说你们要去，我在天上好好的看着你们，你拿出一个好好的成绩单给我看。
Jesus didn't say just go and I'll watch over you from heaven and I will see whether you have a good result.
你如果做不好的话，我就处罚你。
And then if you didn't do well, I'll punish you.
你知道这是什么样的想法吗？
Do you know what kind of thinking is that?
这个是宗教的想法。
And this is a thinking of a religion.
所以你害怕呢，你要敬义务或者说烧香拜佛什么这种东西来取代一个交易，说拜托不要来处罚我。
And so it's like sometimes you would just burn incense and then just pray and then well, please don't punish me.
但是耶稣基督不是这种宗教的作为。
But Jesus is not this kind of religion.
主耶稣基督讲说，我与你们同在。
Jesus said, I am with you.
如果你是按照我的吩咐去做，我就与你们同在。
If you follow my command and go, I am with you.
所以宣教呢，不是孤单的前行，而是与主同行。
Mission is not a solitary journey, but a journey with the Lord.
真正的宣教从来不是勇敢的人呢完成困难的任务。
True missions work is not some courageous individual completing very difficult tasks.
我们不要把那个少数的宣教士当作英雄人物来看了。
And then we should not treat those few missionaries as some kind of hero.
也不要把你说我追求成为宣教士，或者说我走宣教路的时候很有英雄的这种的表现。
And don't think that, oh, you become missionary, you're just trying to become a hero.
宣教士是因为神呼召他们特别的是被差派出去做专职这方面的宣教。
And missionaries are really special individuals who are called by God to go out to some place.
他们能够所持守的这个顺服的主的心呢，跟从主去的。
And that really what they're holding on to is to follow the Lord.
所以说呢，平凡的门徒呢，在主的同在中心的生活。
So really it's about ordinary Christians living out in the Lord's presence.
好，关于这个方面的信息，我们一个很快的又是一个反思。
And then we'll also have some quick reflection.
是靠着自己的努力呢，还是与主同行？
Are we counting on our own efforts, or are we just walking with the Lord?
好，你看我们讲来讲去讲了很多。We've
talked much.
最后一个简单的一个结论，关于生命的延伸，有个四个重点。And
a final conclusion about the extension of our life.
我敢相信呢，绝大部分的主内的弟兄姐妹们，我们还是停留在左边这个部分。
And I believe that the majority of us are staying on the left-hand side.
我鼓励大家，你现在的生命继续的延伸呢，一项一项的往右边这个地方靠拢。And
I can encourage you to, as you grow, that you will move gradually to the right-hand side.
第一个不是观念、信念、头脑、知识。So
first, it's not just about a belief, some kind of head knowledge.
而是有真正的又真又活的主来掌管你的生命。It's
really have that true living Lord to govern your life.
第二个不仅仅是传福音。The
second is not just to preach the gospel.
更重要的是要造就门徒。The
more importantly is to make disciples.
第三个不仅是停留在知识知道而已。And
thirdly is not just stay with just head knowledge.
要实际的活出来。We
need to live it out.
最后一个不是只是好像说什么都是要靠我自己的努力。 我下定决心来努力。And
finally, it's not just about your own self-effort,
而是与主同行。It's
walking with the Lord.
好，我希望大家能够抓到这四个的重点。I
hope that you can grasp these four important concepts.
那这个我们就可以跳过去了，刚刚已经大致上讲过了。And
we will skip that slide, and then we'll come to the conclusion.
好，最后一个结论。A
conclusion.
学耶稣宣教呢，不是复制一个策略，而是活出一个被差遣的生命。And
so learning mission from Jesus is not about copying some kind of strategy, but it's really living out a sent life.
那根基是建立在主耶稣基督的权柄上面。And
the foundation is the authority of Jesus Christ.
宣教的核心。And
the mission's core.
好，大家呢，也许看了听了这么多，记不了。今天你记得这个核心。
If you heard a lot and you cannot remember everything, let's try to remember this one thing.
宣告神国使人成为主的门徒。
It's proclaiming the kingdom of God and making disciples.
宣教神国使人成为主的门徒。
Proclaiming the kingdom of God and making disciples of the Lord.
也许各位已经信主这么多年了，今天的时候突然间恍然大悟。
And maybe you've become a Christian for a long time, and today you finally realize.
也许过去的时候，从来没有人特别的强调这个的核心内容。
Maybe there were not people in the past who emphasized this particular concept.
宣告神国使人成为主的门徒。Proclaiming
the kingdom of God, making disciples of the Lord.
换句话说，我们今天已经在神的国度里面。In
other words, we are already in the kingdom of God.
我们在神的国度里面，我们要成为主的门徒。And
in the kingdom of God, we need to become disciples of the Lord.
这个是我们能够重生得救的一个核心的一个目标。
And this is a renewed focus in our life.
今天我就跑遍了很多的这些的教会，不管是海内外的。
I've been to many churches both here and also internationally.
求神怜悯我说的一些这个不太容易接受的话语。
May God have mercy on us for those things, some of the words I've said that are not easy to accept.
因为我们看到的说。 教会今天呢，严重的缺乏这个核心的内容，核心的目标。
Because we see that many churches seriously lack this focus on these two things.
严重的缺乏这个所谓的神国观。
Seriously lacking this concept of the kingdom of God.
也严重的缺乏说怎么样的要培养，造就出来主的门徒。
And also, seriously lacking how to kind of nurture the disciples of the Lord.
纵然参与宣教，也没有这个神国观。Even
though they may participate in missions, but they lack.
却是一个教会观。To
lack this concept of the church.
是我们教会呢，专门是这个着重于这几个的宣教士而已。And
then we only focus on a few missionaries.
让我们要荣耀我们的教会。We
need to glorify our church.
严重缺乏神国观。
And then we seriously lack this concept of the kingdom of God.
教会里面严重的缺乏说培养造就主的门徒出来。
And then we seriously lack this effort to nurture the disciples of the Lord.
结果停留的都是啊知识、头脑、教义啊什么东西的一大堆脑袋的东西。
So then all we focus on is some kind of head knowledge on theology and all of those different things.
没有跟从主。
And then we not follow God.
啊，这是我的肺腑之言了。
And this is something coming from my heart.
啊，不是光是我们这个地方了，我不是专门来责备弟兄姐妹的。
And I'm not just focusing on you, it's really about other churches as well.
我们尽量要很提醒啊，主耶稣基督也许就在外头了。
And we need to remember Jesus is really on the outside.
他是不是看到他要的，能够我们可以满足他要的？
Does he see what we're doing will be satisfying what he wants?
他要的很简单啊。
What he wants is very simple.
就是宣告神国啊。使人成为主的门徒啊。
Is to proclaim the kingdom of God and make disciples of the Lord.
Okay, 我们来到主的面前。
Let's come before the Lord.
主，我们感谢主。
Lord, we come and thank you.
因为你赐给我们这么一个美好的信息。
Because you give us this wonderful message.
若不是这两千多年来，我们教会里面继续的来造就真正主的门徒。
If in the past 2,000 years we have not been making disciples of yours,
福音不会继续地传承下去。
Then the gospel will not continue to be passed down.
门徒也不会继续地传承下去。
And then disciples will not generate more disciples.
我们感谢主，今天也有这个的福分，能够享受到福音的这些的福分。
And today we are thankful that we can receive the blessings of the gospel.
是因为两千多年来的时候，这些主的门徒所承继下来的结果。
And it's because it's the result of all those disciples that are before us.
我们不知道主你什么时候会再来。
We don't know when you will come again.
但是呢，我们也应该继续的来遵循大使命。
And we need to continue to obey and follow the Great Commission.
继续的来把造就主的门徒这传承下去。
And that we continue to make disciples and pass down.
等主再来的时候。
So that when you come again,
得到的是主你的喜悦的奖赏。
So that we will receive the reward from you.
我们以上的感恩祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now Donna would lead us in